you understand the demands on me in this room right here? You want me to work miracles.
Skjønner du den det på en måte det som kreves av meg, dere ønsker at jeg skal gi mirakler.
I can't.
Og jeg kan det faktisk.
But you have to be focused. You have to. It has to be Jesus.
Men det må være Jesus.
Because no man can do.
For ingen menneske kan
the power of God. It takes the name of Jesus.
De trenger Jesus.
And I like to stay focused.
Så jeg nødt til å være fokusert.
So that's what I do, you know. I find me a little dark corner and.
Så jeg finner meg et lite hjørne og danser og håper.
Okay, so this little boy.
Så kommer den lille gutten.
Everything, every jump I did, I noticed him. He would do it too. So I started getting animated, you know.
Så hvert hopp jeg gjorde, det gjorde han det samme. Så jeg begynte liksom å bevege meg.
And finally, the parents are over there and they're just bawling.
Og foreldrene litt lenger borte, og de bare sto i gråte.
Who do you think the little boy was?
Hvem tror du den lille gutten var?
Look, finally I grabbed him, you know, and he just held on to me like tight.
Og så bare han holdt seg fast i meg. Jeg tok tak i han.
And I said, why you want to dance with me?
Så spurte jeg, hvorfor vil du danse med meg?
And listen what he said to me.
Så sa han, hør hva han sa.
You saved me.
Du frelste meg.
And see, and we all know that it's only Jesus can do it, but kids don't see it that way.
Vi vet jo at det bare Jesus som kan det, men det ikke sånn barna ser det.
I said, tell me your story.
Så sa jeg, fortell meg historien din.
He said, last time you was here, I was in a wheelchair, and you pulled me out, and you walked around with me.
Sist gang jeg var her, så var jeg i rullestolen, og du bar meg, tok meg ut og bar meg på meg.
Isn't that something?
Ikke det noe forunderlig?
I need you to say it with me.
Jeg trenger at du sier det.
God, I want to do that.
Gud, jeg ønsker å gjøre det.
Say it. Say it again.
Si det igjen.
God, I want to do that.
Come on.
God, I want to do that.
And I walked over to the parents holding his hand, right?
Jeg holdt han i hånden og gikk bort til foreldrene.
I said, how did it go? What's the story?
Fortell meg, hva var historien her?
Said, it wasn't a week, it was 4 or 5 days after we came here and you prayed for the kid.
Det var en 4-5 dager etter at du hadde vært her og du hadde bedt for han.
The mom says, I was in the kitchen working.
Og mora sa jeg jobbet på, var på kjøkkenet og stelte.
And I heard a noise.
Så hørte jeg en lyd.
That wasn't supposed to be there.
Som ikke skulle ha vært der.
And I went to investigate.
Og jeg gikk for å undersøke.
And the little boy had went and found some of his brother's toys.
Og denne lille gutten hadde funnet noen av lekene til brødrene sine.
And he was walking around with them.
Han gikk rundt med disse leketøy.
Ready? First time in his life.
For første gang i sitt liv.
Come on. Come on. We got this.
Skjønner du?
You hear me? We got this.
Skjønner du?
Yes, ma'am.
Vi har dette.
You have to be careful. His grandma's kitchen.
Pass dere for disse beste mødrene.
Had to be nice.
Du må være vennlig mot dem.
Jesus' name.
Yes, no.
I didn't know it was going to happen. Do you understand that?
Jeg visste ikke at dette kom til å skje.
I prepare for the best.
Jeg forbereder meg for det aller beste.
I prepare by giving my best.
Jeg forbereder meg med å gi mitt beste.
I don't hold back.
Jeg holder ikke tilbake.
No, God gets my best.
Nei, Gud får mitt beste.
And I want us to learn how to do that with God.
Og jeg har lyst til at vi skal lære hvordan vi gjør det med Gud.
Is that okay?
Er det greit?
All right. So, let's find a Bible verse so y'all will believe it Sunday morning in church.
Så la oss finne et bibelvers så dere også tror at det søndagsmorgen i menigheten.
And we can appease some religious spirits.
Så kan vi tilfredsstille noen religiøse ånder her.
Mark 16. Probably 14. We'll see. Yeah, we'll do that one. This is a famous verse.
Det är ett känt vers.
Everybody reads
Markus 16, 14.
It. Everybody preaches it.
Alla förkynner detta här.
I have the great fortune of God to be able to live this verse.
Och jag har, alltså, är så heldig att få leva ut detta verset.
Listen to me. God has enriched my life with His presence.
Gud har berikat mitt liv med sitt närvaro.
Do you understand me?
Förkynner du det?
I feel fortunate.
Jag känner mig så privilegierad.
I do. I feel like I don't feel like deserve it. I don't feel like I
feel absolutely got the chance.
I feel like he's so awesome.
Jag känner att han är så enormt fantastisk.
And it's mercy.
Och det är hans barmhärtighet.
Okay. All right. So let's do this. Verse 14 says, afterwards he appeared to the 11 apostles.
Senare visste han sig för de 11.
And they were sitting around the table.
Och de satt runt bordet.
And I want you to look at, there's two or three words here.
Och det är två tre ord här jag vill du ska lägga märke till.
That we have to remove from our lives.
Som vi måste fjärna från våra liv.
Unbelief.
Vantro.
And doubt.
Och tvivel.
Fear.
Frukt.
And fear of man.
Och människofrukt.
Say it. I don't want those things in my life.
Jag vill inte ha de tingen i mitt liv.
Say it with me. Doubt.
Och du ser det med mig. Tvivel.
Get out.
Ut med dig.
Unbelief.
Vantro.
Get out.
Ut.
Look. That Mennonite lady.
Den Mennonite kvinnan.
Bothered me. Do you understand?
Alltså förstå mig rätt, men hon plågade mig.
All of us in here want our own space. And we don't like people bothering it.
Alla önskar vårt eget rum.
Just go ahead and say yes.
Bara säg det som så det. Du inte vill att någon ska invadera det rummet.
Okay. But you have to understand, what's on me is not mine.
Men du måste förstå att det som jag har fått är inte mitt.
It actually is public domain.
Det är alltså offentlig äga.
Because God is in everything.
För Gud är i det hela.
Every drink of water, every breath we breathe of air, God is in it.
Vart vanndroppe vi dricker, all luft vi puster, Gud är i det.
All the food we eat, it gives our bodies energy and life.
Mat vi spiser ger vår kropp energi och liv.
We take life from plants and animals so we can have life.
Vi tar livet från planter och dyr så att vi kan ha liv.
So I'm not going to be okay with doubt and unbelief, all right?
Så jag har det inte bra med tvivel och vantro.
They are my enemies.
De är mina fiender.
And I rebuke them in Jesus' name.
Och jag står dem emot i Jesu namn.
The Lord rebuke doubt and unbelief out of this house.
Herren står emot vantro och tvivel i detta hus.
Out of Bergen.
Ut av Bergen.
What's the, is there a state? Is there a
Vestland.
Vestland? Is that, y'all call it a state or a province or?
Yeah, we call it, it's kind of a province. Yeah. Yeah. Fylke, okay. We call it. Yeah.
We bind the demon of doubt and unbelief out of this province. Do you hear me?
Vi bind demon av vantro och tvivel i den provinsen.
And we release the freedom of the gospel.
Och vi förlöser friheten i evangeliet.
Every family represented in this room right here.
Varje familj som är representerad i detta rummet.
Every family that's watching on the internet.
Varje familj som ser på internet.
Blessings of God upon you in your home.
Guds välsignelse över ditt hem.
Healing and health on you in your home.
Helbredelse och hälsa i ditt hem.
Every day of my life.
Varje dag i mitt liv.
I get me a, where's that singer fella? I'm on. Can I use his tambourine?
Then can I bruka den tambourine?
There's his wife, right? You the wife? Can I use sister-in-law? You the wife? Can I use it?
Kan jag få bruka den här?
Y'all gonna protect me, right?
Okay, alla kommer att beskytta mig, sant?
Come on, Viking ladies. Every day I get up. Varje dag.
Så står upp tidigt.
Before 4 o'clock.
För fire.
The first thing I grab is the most noise.
Det första jag tar tag i är det som lagar lyd, mest lyd.
And I don't see a shofar, or I'd grab it as well.
Jag ser ingen shofar här, eller så har jag brukt den.
But every morning,
men varje morgon,
I'm walking around with my shofar, handmade in Jerusalem, it says.
En shofar som är handlagad från Jerusalem.
But I'm pretty sure it's a copy.
Men jag är ganska säker på att det är en kopi. Så blåser den och rister på tamburin.
I'm allowing hell to know exactly where I'm at.
Slik at helvete vet nøyaktig hvor jeg er.
Órale, chavo, vámonos! Jesus is king.
Jesus er konge.
Jesus is king.
Jesus er konge.
And we refute doubt and unbelief.
Vi står imot tvil og vantro.
Unbelief and lack of faith. Hardness of heart.
There's harde hjärter.
Because they refuse to believe.
Fordi at de nekter å tro.
You know, I bless you. I do. I admire you. I admire you as a people. Your history. I do. I admire it. I do. I'm not blowing smoke. I really do.
Jeg beundrer faktisk deres folk og deres historie.
But you listen to me.
Men hør her.
You're not allowed unbelief and doubt and hardness of heart.
Men dere får ikke, det ikke tillatt med tvil og vantro og
you are not okay.
Hardhet i hjertet. Det ikke greit.
You need Jesus.
Du trenger Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
We will find a new wave of energy, of faith in God.
Vi vil finne en ny bølge av tro. Og energi I Gud.
And look what he said.
Se hva han sier for noe.
He rebuked him. I'm not rebuking you. This is rebuking you.
Ja, det ikke jeg som...
Because I'm one of you. I have to do it myself.
I rettet står det.
I have to sort it out myself.
Jeg nødt til å finne ut av dette her selv.
And it's a daily process.
Og det en daglig prosess.
It is not a one-time event.
Og det ikke bare en engangshendelse.
It takes energy
det tar energi
and time.
Og tid.
And I'm inviting you to the party.
Og jeg inviterer deg inn I festen.
Because there is one.
For der en fest.
Because I done got myself touched by God.
Jeg har fått blitt berørt av Gud.
And here I am a 72-year-old man.
Og her jeg 72 år gammel.
Healthy.
I
am not sick in my body. My body works.
Min kropp fungerer.
And I like that.
Og det liker jeg.
I like having energy.
Jeg liker å ha energi.
It comes from God to me.
Den kommer fra Gud til meg.
I am healthy.
Jeg med helse.
Speak that out of your mouth.
Tal ut av din munn.
I am healthy.
Jeg med helse.
I have the health of God.
Jeg har Guds helse.
When we were younger, y'all will remember this song.
Når vi var yngre, så kanskje dere husker denne sangen.
I've got the life of God in me.
Jeg har Guds liv i meg.
We sang that for hours.
Vi sang det høyt ut.
Turns out it came in me.
Og det viser seg at det kom I meg.
I really do like it.
Og jeg liker det virkelig.
On December the 7th,
7. December.
This year.
I år.
I'm running my 61st marathon.
Så skal jeg løpe mitt 61. Marathon.
72 years old.
72 år gammel.
And I'll be out there, boys and girls.
Og gutter og jenter, jeg skal være der ute.
I'm slow.
Det går sakte med meg.
But I seem to find the finish line.
Men jeg klarer å nå målsnoren.
And that's the goal, right?
Og det jo der som målet.
You're faster than me, I'll see you after a while.
Om du raskere enn meg, vi ses etter hvert.
Because I'm coming.
For jeg kommer etter deg.
And I will cross that finish line.
Og jeg kommer over målsnoren.
Come on. We can do this.
Vi kan gjøre dette her.
God is with us.
Gud med oss.
Look at the next verse, 15.
Se på vers 15.
And it says, he said to them, this is right after rebuking them. Now,
efter att han har irettesatt dem,
these are people, people who have lived in fear.
Och detta är människor som levde alltså tydligvis i frykt.
They've had a failure moment.
De hade alltså misslyckats ett ögonblick av att ha misslyckats.
But I need you to notice.
Men jag vill att du ska lägga märke till.
Jesus didn't leave them because they failed once.
Jesus förlåt dem inte för att de misslyckades en gång.
He came back.
Han kom tillbaka.
And appeared to them again.
Och uppenbart sig igen för dem.
He did. It says it right there.
The story right there. It says that.
Come on now, rise up. It's time to rise.
Det är faktiskt på tide att resa sig.
You don't believe the past. The believe the now.
Men ikke tro på fortiden.
He's given us a future.
Han ger oss en framtid.
I'm gonna have to tell my wife on y'all again. Y'all done got me stirred up again.
And nu har du kommit att få mig uppleva igen. Sa det till kona min. Nu kör igen.
She'll get you. That lady will get you. She's a great grandma.
Ja, och hon är en skicklig bestemor.
That's a whole nother level of scary.
helt annat nivå av fryktinjutande bestemor.
Look what it said. He said to them.
Och se här. Han sa till dem.
Look, he came back for them. He didn't abandon them because of their fear and their doubt and their unbelief.
Hör, han förlot dem inte på grund av vantroen och tvivlen och frykten.
It says it right there.
Det står ju akkurat där.
And then he rebuked them.
Everybody. Så irettesatte han dem. Och så gråt de lite.
But then he said.
Men så sa han.
Okay, that's enough whining.
Okay, nu är det slut på sytingen och gråtingen.
What was it? 30 seconds he gave him?
Var det 30 sekunder med sorg?
And we want to take a lifetime to recover.
Jag är säker på att vi har druckit ett liv på att komma oss igen.
You know my story.
Du känner min historia.
Praise the Lord.
Pris vare Herren.
You know the devil is on my back.
Du vet att djävulen är på ryggen min, skuldrarna mina.
Praise the Lord.
Priset vare Herren.
Yeah, and we're tired of you whining, okay?
Ja, men vi är leda av att du syter och klagar.
Oh, come on!
Kom igen nu.
Are you for real? All right.
Okay.
Here's what I want everybody in the room to do. You ready?
Är du klar här i rummet?
Take a breath.
Ta en puss, inpuss, dra in pussen.
Come on, deep. Okay. Now we're done with the whining.
Nu är vi färdiga med klagningen och sittningen.
It's over. We're going to verse 15 now.
Ja, nu är vi på väg till vers 15.
You had your 40 years of misery. Now we're going out of the desert.
Nu ska vi läsa vers 15.
We're going into the promised land.
Nu ska vi in i det löfteslandet.
Come on. I'm inviting you to a dance. You, man, I called my wife on the phone when we were singing that song they were singing a while ago.
Jag ringte kona med mens vi sång den sången och dansade.
I'm dancing on the grave I used to live in. Are you for real? You can sing that song and then go back and get in the grave? What's wrong with you?
Men hvis du sjunger den sången och så går du tillbaka i graven, vad i all världen är galt med det?
Yes, I'm gonna have to speak Aztec to you. You ready?
Ska jag skriva aztekisk till dig?
Ashquatle.
Ashquatle.
Onkolanto.
Onkolanto.
That is not good. That's a big problem.
Det är inte bra. Det är ett stort problem.
See, they got me stirred up again.
Nu fick du fart på mig.
I'm sure it was you again.
Det var du fel igen.
I've had enough. You had enough?
Har du fått nog nu?
Okay, all the whiny people leave, I'd be in here by myself.
Så alla de som klagar och gråter förlåter här, så blir jag helt alene här.
I'm not whining no more. I'm a happy guy.
Men jeg gråter ikke lenger. Jeg er en glad mann.
I am one blessed human being. I'm telling you.
Jeg er så velsignet menneske.
I want you to feel what I feel.
Og jeg ønsker at du skal føle og kjenne den friheten.
The sight. I can see.
I can see.
I can see.
Jeg kan se.
It feels good.
Og det kjennes bra.
I like my freedom, and you can tell, can't you?
Veldig glad I min frihet, og det
kan du legge meg. But I do steer clear of the grandmas and the great-grandmas.
Men jeg holder meg unna bestemødrene og mammaene.
If great-grandma starts talking, I hush.
Hvis bestemor begynner å snakke, så bøyer jeg hodet.
You do well to listen to me. Holy Ghost.
Helion.
Okay, so Jesus rolls in out of the grave, right?
Jesus kommer inn, han ut av graven.
Y'all agree he was raised from the dead.
Er dere enige at han stod fra de døde?
And the first thing he did, what did he do? He rebuked his friends.
Og det første han gjorde var å irettesette vennene sine.
And then he gave them 30 seconds.
Og så ga han dem 30 sekunder.
He said, okay, that's enough.
Og så sa han, nå er det nok.
Now let's quick go to verse 15.
Og så vi I vers 15.
Go into the world.
Gå ut I all verden.
Are you for real?
Mener du
you
det?
You don't send whiners and complainers into the world to raise the
du
dead?
Du sender ikke de som
what?
Gråter og sutrer ut I verden?
Answer to that is yes.
Og jo, det gjør han.
He'll help us as we go.
Men han kommer til å hjelpe oss mens vi går.
The idea is to go.
Ideen at vi går.
Because faith takes motion.
For jeg tror krever bevegelse.
And then God comes and settles upon you.
Og da kommer Gud over deg.
And empowers you to do the job.
Og da får du kraft til å gjøre jobben.
He says, go into all the world and preach.
Gå ut I hele verden og forkynn.
Publish openly the good news to every creature, the whole human race.
Ja, forkynn åpen evangeliet for hele skapning, for hele menneskeheten, menneskerasen.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to ask you. When do I stop? Right now? Yeah, but this is Sunday morning. Y'all are rigid on Sunday morning.
Yeah, alle er litt sånn streng på tiden på søndagsmorgen.
I'll get bushwhacked by a religious spirit.
Tomorrow.
I am going home tomorrow. I have to. Miss Hogan told me a while ago, you got to come home.
Ja, jeg skal hjem. Miss Hogan sa det at jeg måtte komme hjem.
You got to understand, I'm going home.
Så du skjønner det at jeg må hjem.
It says to the entire human race, it says.
Det står altså til hele menneskeheten.
I should have put a picture up for you, but I didn't. Okay,
look. Jeg skulle hatt opp et bilde, men jeg gjorde ikke det.
I went to a place in South Africa called the Transkei.
I Sør-Afrika, en sted som heter Transkei.
Ja, Transkei. The last white guy that went in there, they killed. 10 years before.
Yes, 10 år tidligere var den siste hvite mann som hadde gått inn I det området.
And so
han ble drept.
So there's these black people and these white people. They wanted me to go to the Transkei.
Så var det en gruppe med mørkhudere og hvite som ville at jeg skulle dra inn I dette området.
But they failed to tell me.
Men de glemte å fortelle meg.
The last white evangelical group that went in there, they killed everybody.
At den siste gangen noen evangeliske hvite dro inn der, så drepte de alle.
So, it was, oh my God, we left, where was that, where did Hank live there on, huh? Yeah, East London. East London, South Africa.
Yeah, East London I South Africa.
It's a city.
Okay, then, and B.
Right on the Indian Ocean. I mean, right
where the Indies go.
Yeah. Okay. And so we get in his four-wheel drive, you know. It took like 2 days to pack everything up because we're going out to what they call the bush, you know.
Ja, så vi skulle pakka I bilen, en firhjuling, og vi skulle 2 dager kjøre tur ut I bushen, kan du si. Ja.
And so, hour goes by, we're still going.
Det går time etter time.
2 hours go by.
2 timer.
Three hours go by.
3 timer.
And I look over at him, I said, they don't have an airport I could have flown?
Så spør jeg deg, finnes det ikke noen flyplass?
He said, no, they don't have an airport.
Nei, de har ingen flyplass der.
He said, it's close. I said, yeah, I know the kind of close you're talking about. I live with brothers who talk like you.
Ja, jeg vet hva du mener med nær. Jeg bor sammen med brødre som snakker på samme måte som deg.
He said, it's about another hour and we'll turn into the bush.
Han sa det, cirka en time til, og så skal vi svinge av inn I bushen.
So that's where we're going. Oh, no.
Så det dit vi skal.
We got to travel up the mountain.
Nei, nei, det ikke bare at vi svinger av, men vi skal også opp I fjellet.
Look, we get up there. And I am not kidding you, this happened.
Ja, vi, når vi kom opp der...
Can I be spiritual? Is it all right?
Jeg bløff ikke, men kan jeg være litt åndelig her nå?
I could not believe it. I live in expectancy, and things happen around me.
Jeg lever med en forventning, og ting skjer.
They don't seem to happen around other people the same.
Det ser ikke ut som at det skjer rundt andre mennesker.
And we come driving up to this village, and a little boy, little, do I have to say black? Can I just say a human? Is that all right?
Ja, behøver jeg si at den mørk ut? Nei, jeg kan si et menneske, en liten gutt.
Probably about 10 years old. He come running out to the truck.
Han kommer, kanskje rundt 10 år, han kommer løpende foran bilen.
And so the guy driving, his name's Hink. He stopped.
So that Hans Kjørte stopped.
Rolls went down.
Rullet ned vinduet.
Little boy come up. He barely reached. He said, watch this. He looked past Hink and saw me. He said, you came.
Og så så han forbi chaufføren bort på meg og sa, kom, du kom.
What?
Hva?
That's why we need Jesus to appear.
Det derfor vi trenger Jesus til å åpenbares.
And to take away our unbelief and hardness of heart.
Og ta bort vantroen og hardheten I hjertet.
And we need to go and preach as he ordered us.
Og så må vi gå og forkynne sånn som han har
befalt oss. Because he's got plans.
For han har planer.
Things are set up for you.
Det ting som forberedt for deg.
He's actually counting on you to obey him.
Han forventer at du lyder han.
Okay. And this boy says, you came.
Oh,
and
he says, du kom.
He said, what time is it? And I looked, I told him, he goes, you're on time.
Og så han spurte, hva klokka? Så vi på klokka, så sa vi hva klokka var. Så, ja, men da du I rett tid.
He said, and you came in the right vehicle.
Og du kom jo I den rette bilen, den kjøretøyet. I mean,
how could a kid in a village in the bush
kunne en gutt I en landsby I bushen?
And there are zero converts.
Der finnes det altså ingen troende.
So, this is interesting, right?
Det jo litt interessant.
Don't you think it's interesting?
Synes du ikke det litt interessant?
And all of a sudden people start coming out of the house. They have usually 3 or 4 houses in a lot.
Så begynner folk å komme ut av husene. De har vanligvis 3-4 hus som I en klynge.
And there's lots of people.
Ganske mye folk.
And he goes screaming back to them.
Og han roper til disse folkene.
He came.
Han har kommet.
He came.
Han har kommet.
And they're all doing what they do in Africa.
Ja, de begynte å rope sånn som de gjør I Afrika.
And we go walking up.
Og så går vi frem til det.
And they knew me.
Och de visste mig, kände mig alltså på förhand.
They knew I was from Mexico. They knew I raised the dead.
De visste jag var från Mexiko och de visste att jag väckte upp de döda.
A glowing man had gone before us.
En brännande eller en
lysande man hade gått. These people that I would be there on this day, this time in a white Hyundai.
Altså en lysende skikkelse hadde vært der på forhånd og sagt hvilken dag, hvilken bil vi kom I, hvilket tidspunkt vi kom I.
He will show you the way of the Lord. That's what the glowing man said.
Det var en lysende mann hadde sagt det. Han vil vise veien til Herren.
That's awesome. You hear me? That right there is awesome.
Akkurat det der helt utrolig fantastisk.
It was months ago he came, before I had all the plans settled.
Og dette, denne lysende skikkelsmann hadde kommet flere måneder før jeg til en gang hadde lagt noen planer.
No visas, no plane tickets.
Jeg hadde ingen flybillett, ingen visum den gangen.
I had zero knowledge I was going there.
Jeg hadde null kjennskap til at jeg skulle dit.
Till 2 days before.
2 dager før fikk jeg vite om det.
I need to encourage you that.
Jeg ønsker å oppmuntre deg.
Go into all the world and preach.
Gå ut i hele verden og forkynn.
Yeah, but what if? Yeah, but what if?
Ja, men hva hvis?
What if? Yeah, but I can't. Oh my, not prepared. Oh my, no money.
Ikke penger.
All that's true.
Det kan jo være sant.
Don't speak the language. Don't know the customs.
Jeg kan ikke skikken. Jeg kan ikke språket.
I have to relieve you of some of your doubt and unbelief.
Men jeg må frigjøre deg fra noe tvil.
I apologize
og vantroen din.
I apologize to everybody in this room.
Jeg beklager overfor alle her I rommet.
That life and humans have hurt you and hardened your heart.
At livet, mennesker har vært med og forherdet ditt hjerte og gjør det hardt.
I'm sorry, I am.
Og jeg beklager det.
I don't like it either.
Jeg liker det heller ikke.
You got to be bigger than hell is.
Men du må bli større. Du må være større.
The only way you can do that is through Jesus.
Bare gjennom Jesus Kristus du kan det.
And you have to unshackle yourself.
Og du må rive av deg lenkene, dine egne lenker, ved Jesu kraft.
And feel that first step of freedom.
Og kjenne det første steg av frihet.
They didn't know my name, but they knew exactly what I looked like. The beard, the whole thing.
De visste ikke navnet mitt, men de visste nøyaktig hvordan jeg så.
And they knew I was a white guy.
Og at han var hvit.
That's pretty awesome.
Det ganske utrolig.
Here's what I want you to say. I want you to say it right out of your mouth. God.
Jeg vil at du skal si Gud.
Guide my life like that.
La mitt liv være sånn.
I want a God life.
Jeg vil ha et Guds liv.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Because if you will obey, if you will take the shackles, the bondage of doubt and unbelief and hardness of heart, if you'll take that off of you, don't let people own you.
Ikke la mennesker eie rett. Få av disse lenkene av vantro, tvil og frykt.
Most of us alienate or leave the problem and we think we're free.
De fleste av oss forlater problemet og så tror vi at vi fri.
But what you do is build up resistance with hate and envy and strife.
Men du,
and then it shackles you in unbelief and doubt.
To bygge opp motstand med hat og jalousi. Og det blir som lenke på deg.
I feel obligated not to let you live like that.
Men det min plikt å ikke tillate at du lever sånn.
If you could feel my freedom, I got.
Hvis du kunne kjenne den friheten jeg kjenner på.
I bet you don't know my biggest problem nowadays. I bet you can't discern it.
Jeg sikker på at du ikke vet mitt største problem.
Because I act like I have zero problems, and for the most part, that's true.
Og jeg opptrer som at jeg ikke har noe problem med for det meste.
But I'm going to tell you, my biggest problem is not running over you.
Men mitt største utfordring jo ikke å overkjøre deg.
Just get you. That's my hardest problem.
Det mitt største problem.
Because I need you to get it and take him. Bang, bang his head on the wall.
For jeg trenger å få det inn i deg.
Come on.
Kom igjen.
And then you make me have to do miracles to get you out of the chains.
Og så vil du at jeg skal gjøre mirakler for å få deg ut av lenkene?
So be it.
Men ok, greit, la det være sånn.
Let's do it.
La oss gjøre det.
Holy Ghost. And it says right here in verse 16, he who believes. Say it, please. He who believes.
Kan du si det I vers 16? Han som tror, den som tror.
He who believes. Say, that's me.
Den som tror, det jeg. Det meg.
Say, I am a believer.
Jag är en som tror.
I leave doubt and unbelief.
Jag förlåter vantro och tvivel.
I take hardness of heart and leave it behind me.
Jag tar hårdhet i hjärtat och lägger det bak mig.
I want to walk. I desire to walk in the presence of God.
Jag önskar, jag vill vandra i Herrens närvaro.
Do you understand how astounding it was for me when a little old black kid rolled up, stopped the truck? None of us have ever been there.
Skjønner du hvor overraskende det også var for meg at en liten mørkhudet gutt
kom
og fortalte dette?
He climbed in the truck.
Han var på en måte nesten på vei inn i bilen.
And he's pointing. You came.
Og han pekte på meg og sa, du kommet, du har kommet.
Okay. I need you to want it, okay?
Det jeg trenger at du ønsker det.
I don't even know how to get it for you. I know
how to. Jeg
vet
hvordan jeg kan få gi deg det.
I know how to get you started on the right trail.
Jeg vet hvordan jeg kan få deg på rett spor.
Because I doubt anybody in this room's ever even heard a story like that before.
Jeg tviler kanskje at noen i rommet her har hørt sånne historier før. Har du det?
Including me.
Inkludert
meg. And I lived it.
Jeg har levd dette, men dette var over min forventning.
God is for us.
Gud er for oss.
He who gets baptized will be saved.
Den som blir døpt.
I have been baptized.
Og skal bli frelst.
Twice.
Jeg har blitt døpt to ganger.
And then I got baptized with the Holy Ghost fire, and boy, that's the best thing in the world.
Så blev jag döpt med Helligåndens eld, och det var det bästa som
kunde. I advise you to get the Holy Ghost and the fire.
Jag anbefaler för att ta emot den Helligånden och elden.
But he who does not will be condemned. Say, I don't want any condemnation. Say it.
Men den som inte gör det blir fördömd. Så jag vill inte ha någon fördömelse.
No condemnation.
Ingen fördömelse.
Not for me.
Ikke for meg.
Not for my house.
Ikke for mitt hus.
Not for my family.
Ikke for familien min.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
See, the way I view you. Me personally, the way I view you.
Also, personlig måten jeg ser på deg.
I view you with better advantages than I have.
Jeg tenker at dere har større fordeler enn jeg har.
Smarter.
Dere smartere.
More availability.
Dere har mer muligheter.
But most of you in this room are just sitting on it.
Men de fleste i dette rommet sitter bare på det.
Man, I don't agree with you.
Jeg er ikke enig med deg.
Man, you should be on fire, lighten it up.
Men du må være full i flammer og tenne på.
Because if Jesus, please come, Lord Jesus. If he comes in this room right here.
Hvis du sier, vær så snill, kom Jesus. Men hvis Jesus kommer i dette
the way room, I feel, I will be in the back and you would be in the front.
Da føler jeg det sånn at da vil jeg være bakerst og
that's
du vil være
feel,
i fronten.
I so admire and esteem you and bless you.
Jeg så med beundring på dere. Gud velsigner dere.
But you don't know what you got.
Men dere ikke klar over hva dere har.
And I'm trying to unshackle you.
Og jeg prøver å få av kjedene.
The key is Jesus.
Nøkkelen Jesus.
Amen, come on.
Okay. Verse 17. These signs will accompany those who believe.
Disse tegn skal følge dem som tror.
Say, I'm a believer.
Si, jeg en troende.
So these signs are going to follow me.
Så disse tegn skal følge meg.
Most of you sitting in this room are waiting for some cataclysmic miracle, some angel, some something.
De fleste her sitter og venter på en eller annen slags voldsom hendelse, en engel eller et eller annet som skal komme.
I don't need that.
Men det trenger jeg ikke.
You know what?
Vet du hva?
Jesus said, go. I've been given the right of way.
For Jesus sa, gå. Jeg har fått tillatelsen.
I don't wait on signs.
Jeg venter ikke på tegn.
Signs follow my wake.
Tegnene følger meg.
That's what your Bible says.
Det det Bibelen din sier.
But timidity and hardness of heart and unbelief and doubt.
Men hardhet och tvivel och frykt. svikt och falsk beskedenhet.
They got you captive. I gotta let you go now. Here, there, that prison, this prison doors is open. Y'all can leave now.
Ja, men nu är fängelsedörren öppen. Varsågod gå ut.
Y'all are free.
Dock är alla fri.
Y'all are free.
Alla är fri här.
Oh, people at the house. I got the key to your house.
Jag har nyckeln till huset.
Jesus is king.
Jesus är konge.
Please hear me.
Var så snäll och hör.
I realize I am.
I inser det.
Scary.
Att jag är lite skrämmande.
My wife tells me that she's been married to me 53 years.
Kona mi säger det. Hon har varit gift med mig 53.
Man, you scary, David.
Oh, säger till mig, du är lite skrämmande, David.
And she loves me.
Och hon älskar mig.
In my name they'll drive out demons.
I mitt namn vill de driva ut onda andar.
In my name they'll speak new languages.
I mitt namn vill de tala i nya tungor.
In my name they'll pick up serpents.
I mitt namn vill de ta upp slanger.
In my name they'll drink anything and it will not hurt them.
I mitt namn kan de dricka gift men det vill inte skada dem.
They will lay hands on the sick.
De vill lägga händer på de sjuka.
And they will recover.
Och de vill bli frisk.
Please, who's back there now? Look back there. You.
Daniel.
Okay, put that picture up, please, that young girl.
Kan du ta det
okay, there we go. There we go. I want y'all to look. Beautiful girl, 16 years old.
Vacker jente, 16 år.
But she has a story.
Men hon har en historia.
The mother, here we go.
Här var också mora.
The mother brought her into a service just like this, stuff all over the thing.
Kom på en gudstjeneste sånn som det her.
She was 12 years old.
Hun var 12 år gammel.
Dying with leukemia.
Hun var I ferd med å dø med blodkreft.
At the end of leukemia, it was all in her body, all over her body.
Det var I hele kroppen hennes.
And the girl just, she was there, but she was only bones.
Men det var liksom bara skinn och ben igen.
No flesh hardly, not at all. Nej. Skin covering bones.
Ja, det var bara hud på ben.
And faktiskt. The mother brings her in. Carrying her.
Bar hon in.
And now she's 12 years old.
Och hon är 12 år gammal.
But the mother has her.
Men det är modern som har hon.
That tells you something significant.
Och det säger något viktigt.
And I saw her coming back from over there.
Jag såg att hon var på väg.
So I went and found my wife. And I hid behind her.
Så jag gick och gömde mig bak kona mi.
That lady walked straight up. And she started talking to my wife.
Och kom rätt mot mig och började snacka med kona mi.
She said, my baby's dying and she's almost dead.
Hon sa, babyen min är färdig med att dö.
And your husband is going to heal my baby.
Och din man ska helbreda mitt barn.
I want to, but I cannot.
Jag skulle gärna gjort det, men jag kan
inte. It takes Jesus.
Det må alltså Jesus.
Lover of my soul.
Han som älskar min själ.
It's Jesus.
Det Jesus.
Who forever makes me whole.
Som gör mig hel I all evighet.
He's my friend.
Han är min vän.
And Ms. Hogan said, "Here, my wife spoke for me. She said,
so he'll do his best. Snacka for me.
She goes, he'll do his best.
Och hon sa det, han kommer att göra sitt bästa.
And I told her, what are you saying?
Jag sa, kan du se för dem?
She said, do your job.
Gör jobben din, sa hon till mig.
Can't say much to her, because by that point, she was already a grandma.
Och då kunde jag se emot, för den gången var hon bästa emot.
So she's pretty high level scary.
Så jag är ganska sån skrämmande, på högt nivå.
Holy, holy, holy. So I went and took the girl.
Så jag tog den jenten.
I'm just fussing at both those grandmas.
Bägge de bästa mötrarna var efter mig.
But you can't fuss too much.
Men du kan inte.
So I carried her over to the clothes and laid her down.
Så gick över till kläderna och la hon ner där.
The whole service, I'd walk by.
Hela gudstjänsten så gick jag förbi hon.
Jesus, and I'd keep preaching.
Jag sa Jesus och så fortsatte jag.
Walk by.
Gick förbi.
Jesus, keep preaching. The whole service.
Hela gudstjänsten gjorde det.
Nothing happened. End of service.
Ikke noe spesielt skjedde.
Mama come, picked the baby up.
Så kom moren og tok med seg barnet.
But then one day.
Men så en dag.
Not even a week later.
The family. Kanske en uke efterpå.
Smells food.
Så lukte, alltså familjen så känner att det lukte mat.
Here's mama getting up out of bed.
Men det här är mor som står upp från sängen. Så gick in på köket.
Young girl.
Den unga jenta.
She told her mama.
Sa till mora.
A feeling came over me and I started feeling good and I was hungry, so I thought I'd make everybody some food.
En følelse kom, og jeg kjente at det var noe godt I kroppen, så jeg tenkte at alle skulle få mat I familien.
Y'all, that girl right there.
Der hun.
You see her, how happy. She got a life.
You understand?
She didn't have a life. Jesus gave her a life.
Jesus ga ho livet.
That's who we are, us. Family of God, house of God. That's who we are.
Det hvem vi
Oh, David, that's who you are. You're correct. I am.
Ja, men så sier du, ja, men det den du ja, det stemmer.
Do you love Jesus?
Men elsker du Jesus?
Do you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead?
Tror du at Gud reiste Jesus fra de døde?
Then you have the same things I have.
Da har du det samme som jeg har.
It's a matter of getting rid of some shackles.
Men det handler egentlig om å kvitte noen
doubt, unbelief, hardness of heart.
Den hardheten I hjertet, vantroen.
And we get a new day.
Så får vi en ny dag.
Because he appeared to them. He didn't abandon them in their worst hour. He
Men
didn't.
Han forlot dem ikke I de disiplene, altså, I deres verste øyeblikk.
So I want to encourage you.
Så jeg ønsker å oppmuntre deg.
We got this.
At vi har dette.
You understand I'm right about this, right?
Dette riktig? Stemmer dette?
I mean, put that little girl back up there, Mr. Daniel. Or is it Ms. or Ms.?
Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Daniel. Perfect.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Look at her again.
Se på henne igjen.
She's a Mennonite.
Who knows?
Against the rules for me to touch her.
Ja, og så Mennonite. Og så egentlig reglene sånn at jeg kan ikke berøre henne. Ta på henne.
She's not a married woman. It's against the rules.
Så hun ikke en gift kvinne, så det mot reglene.
But you see, she came up and hugged me.
Men hun kom og klemte meg.
God gave her a life.
Gud ga hun et liv.
Give people life.
Gi folk liv.
Please.